This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
We're the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast.
We're a bunch of local young people who have lots to say, stories to tell, and stuff to promote.
All from right here in Greater Green Island on ORFM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of our podcast. My name is Christopher, and alongside me is Nono, Bree, and Eli. We're your hosts today on the behalf of the Youth Action Group. And how about we do a round of introducing ourselves and sharing something interesting about you?
Hello. Okay, team. Who wants to start?
Hi, everybody. My name is Eli, and I'm a youth worker here. Something interesting about me is one of my favorite foods right now is, I hope I pronounce it right, Hainanese chicken. Hainanese? Hainanese?
No clue what you're going on about there, but that's okay. But
yeah, that's probably my favorite food right now.
My name is Christopher. I'm 11 years old and I go to Fairfield School. Something interesting about me is probably I only eat chicken.
Is that the only food you eat ever?
Chicken like the nuggets. Only meat,
the only meat. Okay,
chicken, and I kind of have some beef, like beef strips and like wraps and stuff.
Is this because you don't like chicken, or is it your family thing?
I just love chicken.
You just love it. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
My name's Nono, and I go to Bathgate Park School. Something interesting about me? I don't know.
Don't know today. That's A-okay. I'm actually struggling as well right now. Hi, team. I am Bree, and I am a youth worker at Greater Green Island Community Network. And, yeah, I'm really trying to think of something interesting about me, but something interesting is my hair colour low-key changes in the sun. People used to call me Ranga. I think it's quite brown now. But I was blonde when I was growing up, then it would, yeah, it's really confusing, and that's the only thing I can think of. So, yep, we're going to start our next segment. And we're going to go with our game sound again, because we're trying to use these fun things, so, yeah.
All right, team, it's time for Most Likely To, the game where we throw each other under a bus or in the name of fun of course.
Hey team, so what we're going to do is we are going to go say some random most likely twos, and we're going to go around in a circle and then say who we think's most likely to. So first up, who is most likely to walk into a glass door out of this room? Eli, go.
I would say Bree. I'd say
Eli.
Oh, okay.
Bree. Hey team, I'm gonna say myself. I walked into a glass door the other day.
Oh, but there you go. There's some evidence there, some history.
No, I'm not gonna read the next one.
Who is most likely to pull a push door?
We're on doors again.
Okay.
Why are we doing doors?
I'd say Chris. Because he seems like he wants to use his strength to always pull it, but, mate, you got to read the signs, Chris.
Christopher, do you have anything to say? Who do you think it is?
I'll say myself, that some doors don't have pull signs.
Fair. Yeah. What about you, Nono?
What if it's a pull and a push door?
Then you're
You can get those in, like, supermarkets and stuff.
I also feel like Christopher.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Nice. I'm going to go with Christopher as well, even though I've also done that recently. So, yeah, but have you done that recently, Christopher?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think the both of us
today.
Then.
I did it.
Okay, you've done it more recently than me. I think I did it a couple of days ago. So you've done it today.
I knew it.
It's a win. Okay, Christopher, do you want to read out the next one?
Get away with murder.
Most likely to get away with murder. Ooh. See, I reckon an Eli. I reckon, he's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah. Wow. I think, not to incriminate myself, so I'm going to try and move. I'd say Nono, because she looks like she could be innocent, but You know, we don't know. Maybe there's a dead body somewhere, but we don't know. But we would never suspect.
I think Eli, but then he also does have, what's it called? You have to take puffs every, like,
couple asthma?
Of years. Asthma. Oh. So he has to stop for a bit.
It makes me look like I'm...
He has to stop?
Yeah.
And go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You can't drag your body very far. Yeah. What about you, Nono? Who do you reckon?
I feel like me as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Why do you think you?
I have the smarts.
Yes, okay.
Nono is a little genius, so probably smarter than I am.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the next one, Eli?
Yeah. Who would dress up like a penguin on Halloween?
Ooh, penguin.
I reckon Nono.
Nono? Yeah, I reckon Nono as well, because she's got the, like, the waddle thing, that the waddle, the, you know, they go back side to side. Yeah, she's got that thing going on. What do you reckon, Chris?
I think Nono as well. I don't celebrate Halloween. I don't dress up.
Fair. What do you reckon, Nono?
I also feel like me, even though I was an axolotl in 2024.
Oh. That's close enough to a penguin. So I reckon we're pretty spot on there, team. Okay, team. So our next one, most likely to cheat at cards.
Cheat at cards.
I'm going to start right off the bat here. I reckon it's Christopher. He just does what he needs to do to win sometimes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What about you, Eli?
I'd agree. I think just that, you know, anything by any means necessary, you know, to win, I think Christopher.
Uh-huh. I'm saying three people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Bree, or Eli.
Oh.
Yeah, that's okay. I only cheat.
Eli's mischief.
Yeah. Only for sometimes. Only sometimes. What about you, Nono?
I feel like either Eli or Christopher. Yeah.
Or cheat.
Cheaters.
What about the most likely to get arrested?
Ooh. Ooh. Eli.
Yep, Eli.
Eli?
Yeah, Eli.
I think if we just looked at the people in this room, They most likely will just look at me and, yeah, okay.
Just because you're brown?
Yeah, I think because
I'm brown. Wow, racist.
That was a joke.
Racist.
I was thinking the same thing there.
Yeah, it probably feels like it will wrestle random people.
Yeah, that'll get arrested for wrestling somebody. That's a good point.
Okay, team, what about who's most likely to say sorry to a bug they stepped on?
I'd say Bree.
I'd say Nono.
Oh. I'd say Bree or no.
Yeah, Bree or Nono. Yeah.
What do you reckon, Nono?
I think me.
See, yeah, I reckon so. I sometimes would say sorry to a bug, but not really.
How do you know when you stepped on them?
I feel sorry. Yeah, great question.
How do you know when you stepped on them?
Yeah.
Why do you feel sorry for muffs, Nono?
Because one day, like, sometimes I stay at my auntie's house and there's a whole bunch of muffs. My uncle grabs them, shakes them, and throws them at glass doors.
Oh, that's bad.
Those poor things.
I think that is all the time we have, but I think hopefully you've learned a bit more about us, team. Yeah. So,
And that's most likely to. No hard feelings, eh? Just a bit of banter and a few brutal truths. Tune in next time when we probably offend someone else. Yeah. Welcome to the debate club, where the topics are ridiculous and the opinions are somehow even worse. We're debating the big stuff, like, does pineapple belong on pizza? No prep, no research, just passionate nonsense. Let's debate.
And our topic for today is, Christopher,
do aliens exist?
Yes, they do.
I reckon let's each have 30 seconds to go talk about what we reckon. Okay, since Nono seemed really passionate, we're going to go, Nono, 30 seconds, going right now.
I feel like aliens are real, because you never know which one of us are actually an alien.
Mm.
And we don't know who is real or not.
the world is...
We're all just part of a system playing a game in the world.
Simulation. Nothing is real. Okay.
Are there any clues?
Like, you can't touch stuff properly because there's, like, these things called atoms.
I'm going to keep an eye out.
All space between
atoms.
But what
if atoms aren't real?
Fear. Okay, that's a great argument. We're going to go with who's next for an argument. Christopher.
I don't think they exist.
Why?
Because...
You disrespect.
Because how would they be, like, born and everything? And the Secret Service and Army and everybody else is not figured out. We've seen anything happen.
Wait, what about Area 51?
Who knows?
That hasn't... Area 51 is just kind of an army base, but there has not been any alien sightings.
Have you ever heard of the Montauk Project?
That's not aliens, though.
They made an actual alien.
You can't make an alien come from outer space.
Stranger Things is based off the Montauk Project.
That was psychic stuff, not aliens. Eli, 30 seconds.
Okay, I'd say the type of aliens that we're talking about that are from outer space, they have come here. I don't believe they exist. But I will reframe it and say, I reckon we are the aliens here.
Yeah, we are the aliens.
No, I didn't believe that. I was just trying to be viral there, but sorry, guys. No, I don't believe it.
Wow.
See, I'm going to go with a whole different spiel and say, I don't believe in anything. I don't know what's true. I don't know what's not true. Who knows if aliens exist? I sure as hell don't. So I think that's the end of that debate right there. I don't know what's happening, team.
We don't know.
And that's the end of the debate club. But where the arguments were strong, but the logic was questionable, let us know whose side you're on, or just who made the least sense. Okay, whānau, time for real talk. The bit where we park the banter for a sec and yarn about the stuff that matters. Real life, real feelings, and maybe a few real awkward moments too. Let's get into it.
Okay, so we thought we would have a chat about something to learn something new. And Christopher has had an experience lately that we thought we would chat about. What is your experience, Christopher?
So Tuesday we went to
Puketaraki?
Yeah, Midai. Right. We went there to learn like more stuff about Māori and then the porphyry process.
Very cool. What was the porphyry process like? Because last year was probably the first time I ever did a I did a couple of porphyries, and it's quite a process, isn't it, Christopher?
Yeah. So basically when you get to the Midai, you go up to the front gate or the entrance, and then the people that basically work there sing something, and then you walk forwards more all the way up to the front, and there's two people, one that sings and then one that plays an instrument. It's basically a big shell that's hooked up with like wood and stuff so you can breathe into it and makes noise. And then when you get up to the front, you go inside the Midai, and we basically did, our school, the Year 8s, did a song. I forgot what it was called. But then my teacher, Miss Mills, did something, and then we give the people that work there a little plant.
Very cool.
And then they do something.
Nice. What is your guys' experience with Midai visits, Nono and Nilay?
I don't have any.
Never been to Midai?
Uh-uh.
They're very cool to go to.
Yeah, I've been to Midai for Tangi, been to Midai for to stay over when when there has been a tangi in the family.
Yeah.
So sleeping on the marae and
yeah, I've seen people do that.
Yeah, putting the mattresses out and take your shoes off outside of the marae.
Yeah, and if you have bags, leave them outside.
Yeah. So had that experience, but in terms of like a pōwhiri or welcoming on, I don't think I've had that. So it's been interesting hearing about your experience, Chris. Yeah.
Very cool. Before maybe Eli and Nono ask a couple of questions about this process a bit more, should we do our pepehas just for vibes? If we can do them, no worries if you can't. Would you like to start, Christopher?
Sure, I'll start. So I have a picture of my pepe on my phone, so I'll do it now. Oh, what's that? I forgot what the starting is.
Kia ora.
Oh, kia ora kaita I te whānau, ko pōki makamaka te mauka, ko tāre te awa, ko tauki tima te waka, he pake aho, ko kaita he te mana whenua, ko Green Island tuku kaike, ko whiwhio tuku kura no o te pōtia hai. Ko Simon Gibbons tuku hakuoro, ko Joanna Gibbons tuku hakui, ko Chelsea tuku tuhine, ko Christopher tuku ikua, ko Gibbons tuku ikua whānau. Nō reina, tēnā kaita, tēnā kaita, tēnā kaita katoa.
Nice job, Christopher.
Ka pai e hoa. That's really good.
Nice. I'll go next just for vibes. Kia ora. Ko ka puka tō mahaka te maunga, ko tairi te awa, no oshpo te ho, ko Brenna toki wingawa. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Do you want to go, Eli?
Yep. Tēnā koutou katoa. Ko toke lau me sa moa aho, i whanau mai au e Otiputi nei, ko manu tau whao toku papa, ko tuputala toku mama, o Kim Muhione, toku Hōwahine, ko Ilai Elekana Manu, toku Ingoa. Tēnā koutou, tēnā tātou katoa.
Do you have one, Nana?
I'm just trying to find a mountain right now.
Where are you? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to, you don't have to say the mountain, even though I know it's not. Yeah. You can just do what you can, if you want to. No worries if you don't.
Fine. I'll just say when. I don't want to.
You don't want to? That's okay.
Never mind.
That is all good. So do you want to ask Christopher one of these last three questions?
What was something you found interesting?
Probably like the paint that they use on the marae is from like rocks and stuff. But we went on another walk and we saw like red paint, and that's what they used to paint the marae.
Very cool. Very cool.
I had a question. What was your favorite part of the experience?
The pōwhiri, or we made some Māori instruments.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Out of clay.
Yeah.
But I dropped mine and it broke.
I can't remember what they're called. Are they the ones that you, like, blow into?
Yeah, and with the little holes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at those.
What?
I do not know how to do it.
Yeah, I've got some friends who have them, and they, like, carve them while we're at, like, this camp thing I go to, and it's so cool. Nice. Any stuff-ups, Christopher? Did you make any mistakes on the marae? Because I know the tikanga there, like, you can easily make a mistake.
No, not at all.
Well, I asked that because on my first pōwhiri visit, or marae visit, when I was in high school, actually when we went to do a hongi, so you touch noses and like, breathe in the same air. Well, I did when I was in high school, and I accidentally just did not have my face the right way, and I just whacked into the forehead of a matua, my friend's dad, actually.
You head-butted him.
Yeah. It's pretty embarrassing. So that made me also really scared to go to the marae the next time. But, yeah. So, yeah.
And that's real talk.
mean cuddle.
Kōrero.
Kōrero. Keep it honest, keep it kiwi, and remind each other we're all in this together. Shout for tuning in.
Welcome to We Listen and We Don't Judge, the segment where we can say the thing you probably shouldn't admit. And we promise not to judge. This is a safe space for hot takes, questionable habits, and stories that might make everyone else go, "Wait, you did what?" Remember, we listen and we don't judge.
Okay, team. So today, we are going to do a time that you, like, face-planted or fell over. Like, what was your worst one of those? And remember, we're going to listen to your silly moments, and we're not going to judge, though. No, would you like to start us off?
No, thanks.
No, thanks? Christopher.
Sure. So I was biking on the footpath, and I tried to do a wheelie, but I went too far back, and I went all the way back, fell on my back.
Did you wind yourself?
Yeah, and then my bike just fell on me.
Yeah, what? That's pretty embarrassing. Was there any friends there, or were you by yourself?
By myself.
Oh, lucky for you, there's no one watching.
Yeah, not like me today when I... So, this is my one. I went to a run club today with some of my friends, and there's like probably 20 people at this run club, probably more, 25, 30. And I was running on this ledge, just this raised ledge thing. There was like a footpath below, some grass beside it. And my jersey fell off, and so I went to go pick it back up, jumped back on the ledge. But because I was lost balance from, you know, you've just gotten back up and then start running, I wasn't in the vibe anymore. I went, tripped, fell, onto the grass, because there was this massive box, like electrical box thing on the grass. If it was just the grass and it was flat, it would have been fine, but then I tripped over this electrical box and absolutely face planted the middle of run club, and there's so many people. Luckily I was kind of at the back, but still it was pretty embarrassing. And then I got like, yeah, I got like some things up my like stomach because I felt really bad, some like marks, and really embarrassing. Yeah, just lying on the grass.
That's pretty painful, eh? I didn't have a falling over. I do have a falling over, but I'll share another one. It was my first like graduation. This was many years back. And went to a church service, just a random one in town, and they announced, okay, could the graduates come up? And I thought, oh, it must be talking to me too. So I ended up walking up with like five other people, but they were there to do speeches. And so I was just standing with them on the stage. It was so random, and I felt so embarrassed. And then I just walked off after everyone finished, like I was a part of the show. So, yeah, that was probably
embarrassing.
That was pretty embarrassing. Pretty goofy, I think.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. Nona, did you have something?
Mine was like a couple of years ago. I was at my old school. When I was coming home, I started to run on a hill, but I didn't realise there was this really muddy part, so I slipped, got mud all across from my thigh up to my shoulder, and then when I came home, my sister thought that I had done the number two.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
That's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, that is rough.
We listen and we don't judge.
Oh, yeah, yes, no, we don't. Right. I wasn't judging. Don't you worry. And I don't think anyone was listening at home either. Man, we've done some pretty goofy things. That's okay, though.
Yeah.
Some pretty bad falls.
Yeah.
But that is okay.
Hurry up.
And that was We Listen and We Don't Judge. If you've got something you want to get off your chest, send it in for us next time. And remember,
we listen and we don't judge.
We listen and we don't judge.
Yeah, never would do that. Oh, team, we are wrapping up to the very end of our podcast time here.
Great show, guys.
Yeah, you guys have done pretty cool job. You know, it was really cool to listen to the porphyry process from your perspective, Christopher.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. Okay. So if you want to get in touch with us, check us out on TikTok. Our account name is Whaako. That is Whaako on TikTok.
And that's us for this episode. Thank you for hanging out with us. Whether you laughed, learned something, or just listened in awkward silence, we appreciate you.
Make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss what's coming up next. And if you know a local legend or have an idea for a segment, hit us up. You'll hear from us next in a fortnight.
That's us for another episode of the Greater Green Island Youth Action Group podcast here on ORFM.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to tell your mates, your dog and your nan. Catch you next time. Ka kite.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.